As soap is to the body, so laughter is to the soul. Jewish proverb.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for listening to the Essential Oil Revolution. Today, we're going to go back to the basics. So if you're a little bit newer to essential oils, or maybe you've been using them for a while, but you still kind of have these basic questions like, how do I put oils on without getting so greasy? Or what's the difference between carrier oils? Things like that, then this episode is for you. It happens to be an extremely special episode for me because it's the first time that I'm introducing you all, my essential oil family, to my real family. I'll be interviewing my identical twin sister. Her name is Michelle. She's an amazingly talented actress living in LA. She also does stand-up comedy, and she makes me laugh more than any human on this planet. You'll probably hear my cackle laugh a lot in this episode. Apologies in advance for that atrocity to your ears. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. So this recipe comes from my twin sister, Michelle McGregor, and it is called the Al Wee Ohm Rollerball. So it is consisting of joy, stress away, lavender, and frankincense. So as Michelle explains in the show, it just balances everything out. So just mix about equal parts joy, stress away, lavender, and frankincense in a rollerball. Add your favorite carrier oil, and you are good to go. If you'd like to submit your own recipe to the DIY Dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Okay, well, here we go, revolutionaries. I'm here with Michelle McGregor. She is currently a member of The Yard, a theater company headed by actor John Innes. She performs regularly as a stand-up comedian at spots in LA, including the world-famous Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. She's a writer, actress, singer, comedian with an MFA from the Yale School of Drama and is my twin sister. So welcome to the show, Michelle McGregor.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for letting an idiot come on your show.
I have to say that out of all of your work, I think one of my favorite shows you've ever done is probably the stand-up show that you wrote while I think it was your last year at Yale that you so affectionately named Bad at Life.
Yes. Thank you.
It was pretty much just all of the things that you admittedly were bad at or didn't understand about life that I think a lot of us would be probably not so open about admitting, which I love about you. And it's sort of what inspired us to come up with this episode, because we talk a lot about essential oils on the show, and sometimes we get really in-depth and sometimes we keep it simple. But I was just thinking the other day, like, man, you know, if Michelle can figure this stuff out, like anyone can figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
So why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit more about your journey and how you got started with essential oils?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, to be like perfectly honest, I really didn't get into essential oils even when I did start using them, because I was really just trying to be supportive of you, my sister, you know? So, you know, my sister is doing all these oil things and I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, okay, fine. You know, I'll just buy them just, you know, to support. So, you know, I saw you do, I don't remember what it was called. You did a webinar. This was maybe 2 years ago. And it was sort of an introduction to essential oils. And I was blown away. I mean, I just thought, wow, I mean, this is cool. You know, the way you were talking about it, you were very passionate. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to get them anyway, but I thought that was so cool. So, you know, I ordered the premium starter kit because it's like, yeah, I mean, I really like saving money. So I was like, sure, I'll buy this super good deal of these oils. And, but also you sent with it, you sent me a thing of highest potential.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so I remember like, okay, so the package arrives, I'm in New York, I'm in this little apartment. I mean, our apartment was really, really tiny studio. And, you know, I opened up the highest potential. And of course, you know, cause I cannot really emphasize enough, like I'm really city girl. Like I don't, anything that's like hippy dippy or like crunchy, like granola stuff. I'm like, ugh. So, you know, highest potential. I'm like, yeah, right. Highest potential. To reach my highest potential. I open the box and I'm like, you know, I'm sniffing the bejesus out of these oils. And I get so high. Like I just was buzzing. And, you know, Jacob walked in, he's now my husband. You know, he walks in and I'm like, hey honey, how's it going? What's up? How you doing? Let's, you know, you want to go to eat? You know, maybe we should clean the apartment. You know, I am like bouncing all over the room. And he's like, what is going on with you? I'm like, I don't know. I just, you know, I just feel great. I don't know why are you, why do you feel great? I feel great. And so I started thinking like, oh my gosh, like I think these oils might be effective, you know. I have since learned, you know, to use a lot less because I was really, I mean, I think I was dousing it on the leather strips that you sent for the diffuser necklace. And I'm like, oh, how much should I do? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm dousing it everywhere. And our apartment's so tiny. So it was sort of like, it was almost like somebody dumping bleach in their bathtub when they just need to do like a little spot cleaning. So, but anyway, so that it was sort of my first moment where I was, you know, I kind of went from like, ooh, ooh, oils, whatever, to like, huh, like these things do something, you know? And so I've been, you know, I've been sort of using them and aware of them ever since that.
I love that. I love that story. And it's just so you, which I love. So I mean, you're like kind of like an all or nothing kind of chick. So, and you know, it's actually funny because so many, it's, I don't know if it's just like an American thing that we're always like more is better. And it's something we have to kind of retrain ourselves with the oils because, you know, yeah, like you can go a little overboard and not only is it expensive and you don't need that much, but sometimes if you use too much, it can really kind of hit your system really hard. But I guess you didn't experience that too bad, did you?
It definitely is like an American thing to be like, oh, like I'm just going to use as much, you know, if I want it to be effective, I just got to use it all. And I definitely found that not to be true. And it was especially with highest potential. I mean, it's so funny. That was the first one you gave me because it's still one of my favorites. And I'll just put like one drop of it on each earlobe before an audition. And I just, it just makes me feel grounded, you know?
Yeah, grounded and buzzing. I think I got that similar feeling the first time I used Highest Potential. It just kind of makes your whole body vibrate up to this level that's, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you love it too. Twinsies. So now, what would you say your favorite oils are to use?
Well, I definitely have my favorites and I don't honestly use that many either. So I'm not even aware. I'm sure there's so many out there that I would love, but I really stick to the ones I have. My favorite oil, well, I have three favorite oils. They're joy, purification, and frankincense. And frankincense, I know, is like this, you know, amazing oil that people use for so many things, but I'm just going to admit I'm so vain that, and it's a very like, you know, it's an expensive oil. So I only use it on my face. Like I just put some drops on my chin where I break out a lot and it stays in my medicine cabinet in my bathroom. It's like, it's almost like I'm not allowed to use it for anything else, but it's just, I just love the way it feels on my skin. And I hate wearing makeup, but I have to put myself on tape a lot for auditions. And, you know, it's like important how I look and all that stuff, depending on the casting director, but usually they want you to look, you know, good or your best. And, I just love it. I just feel like, cause I just love the way it makes my face feel and glow. But purification and joy, like, I don't know how much other people love, but I love these oils. Purification, I can tell people if they're having some problems with their keeping their house clean and, you know, stuff like that. It really makes my house go from nasty to nice without really doing anything. I just diffuse it a lot. And it just really, to me makes my house feel clean. And it's not usually. And I've even used it for like
you know, when I've packed, I'll have suitcases that are lying around. They've been maybe stored outside in like my courtyard because I don't have any room inside. And so then when I've brought things inside, like a suitcase or like old coats, they're nasty. Like I should just throw them away. They're nasty, but I'll sort of shake them out and sometimes give them a wash, but that smell just doesn't go away. So I'll like literally like take my diffuser and put it inside an old suitcase or like lay it on top of my jacket and put a lot of purification, like 10 drops maybe in a diffuser and just let it diffuse in there. And I had a party the other week and I had this like ottoman sitting thing outside because I didn't have room inside, but I wanted to bring it inside for people to sit on, but it smelled like it'd been sitting outside for a couple months, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just sat the diffuser under it and for maybe like 2 hours. And yeah, I mean, I was not embarrassed to have this piece of furniture in my house anymore.
I love it.
Purification. I think it's really cool. It's like, I don't think it's not like a cleaner. I don't think it actually, you know, like cleans things, but it just smells great. And sort of, I think maybe takes nasty smells out of things too.
It's a great one for like putting a couple drops on a cotton ball and sticking it in nasty shoes overnight.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I totally see that. Yeah. It's really cool. So yeah, I use that. And then, but joy, like I will say my like Michelle's blend for the diffuser is like 3 to 4 drops of purification and like 4 to 5 drops of joy.
Wow.
I just love that. Cause it's like, it makes my house feel sort of clean, but also I just love joy. Like I think it is, I just love the way it makes me feel. It makes me like grounded and happy. And also sometimes it gets me kind of like, bow, chicka, wow, wow, kind of feeling, if that makes sense. So that's joy is just, it's great. And that's right. One of the only ones, because I really, my worst habit is with the oils, or maybe, you know, I don't know how you'd want to say it, but I don't use them on my skin a lot. Like I just usually just diffuse them. Joy I'll sometimes put over my heart if I'm feeling a little stressed out or like I may be moving too fast or I'm a little down and out. You know, that one, it's like my little, I don't know, like my homie.
Yeah, it's a great one. And it's honestly one that I hated at first when I first smelt it. Yeah. And because I don't know, my nose just, it tickles really easily and it's very sensitive to these sort of, I call them high note blends. So like blends that have this sort of high note to them because they have rose oil in them or ylang ylang. So both of those are in joy, and geranium too. Like those mm-hmm. three are just very, very strong floral kind of scents. Mm-hmm. And it took me a long time to get used to it. But I love about joy, it's balanced out by like the tangerine and the lemon and the jasmine and the chamomile that are also in there. Like such a well-rounded aroma. And it really does make you happy. Like it's no joke. I mean, you can be really like the bluesiest of blues and you put some joy in your diffuser or you put some over your heart. And it's like this just overwhelming feeling of like, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know,
it's great. And I like my essential oils party kit. I'll have joy and purification diffusing in my bedroom if I have a party. And a lot of times people, when they've like looked around, they're like, hey, I was checking out your room. Like I've had some people come up and be like, what is in your room? Like, it's fabulous. I'm like, I know. Joy. Just bringing you joy.
There's nothing but joy in there.
There's nothing but joy. So those are probably my favorite, but I also love grapefruit. I've put that in a spray bottle with the carrier oil and I'll spray it up and down the backs of my legs because like that's where I get a lot of cellulite. And I, you know, maybe I'm crazy, but I really think it's been helpful for that.
Wait, did I tell you about that? Because that's a very common.
I asked you.
Oh, you asked me. Did I tell you?
Yeah. I was like, what do I do about cellulite? I know I'm sounding like the most like vain, typical actor on this show, but I'm like, you know, what do I do about cellulite? And you're like, try grapefruit. And I've been really liking that a lot.
That's awesome.
Plus it smells. I mean, who doesn't love the smell of citrus? So the other two oils that I would say I use the most, I diffuse Brain Power a lot when I'm sitting down to write. And it's also good for like a party type atmosphere. It's got a really nice smell to it. And yeah, I just feel I focus really well when it's diffusing. It reminds me to breathe. So I don't know what that's about because I don't even know what's in it, but I like it.
Well, something I love about the way you use the oils, Michelle, is the fact that you could kind of care less about like what the book says or what like what you're supposed to do, you know? And I mean, because some people get so tied down with like, wait, I'm supposed to use XYZ oil for ABC and let me double check here and check here. And not to say there's not importance behind safety and getting some education. Like, I think that's great. Education is power. But at the same time, if you just don't do any of that, like you just sort of are like, let me try this and see what happens. And it's sort of this process of self-discovery that I feel like it sounds really fun. I wish I could kind of be like that, but I tend to be the one that's like read the entire book before they do anything, you know?
Right.
Well, let's turn the mic around because I think one benefit of maybe having a quote unquote idiot's guide to essential oils episode would be to have the newcomer/kind of newcomer, Michelle, turn the mic around and ask me some questions and maybe some questions that she had in the beginning when she was too lazy to look anything up herself, or questions that she has now, you know, a year and a half later, still dabbling with things.
I'm so happy to have the mic turned around, and I will ask the questions that maybe some people don't want to ask, but I'm going to ask it. Okay. So one of the things that I want to know, because I think one of the reasons that I don't use the oils more is because I don't like how greasy my hands get after I put them on my skin. Like, I'd rather not have greasy, oily hands. So I just don't put them on my skin. So I'm wondering, well, if you could talk about that.
Sure. Love it. So and you're talking about like when you mix it with like coconut oil or carrier oil or something before putting it on your skin, or are you talking about even when you just do it straight?
Both, yeah.
Both, okay. Because some of the oils I feel like don't leave me feeling oily, but some people, yeah, they do. One thing I do is I just wash my hands with some like really good soap right afterward. And to me, that seems to really cut pretty much all the oil away. Now, some people say vinegar works better for that, but of course you don't really want your hands to smell like vinegar. So that might not be the best solution. So, but I get you. I get where you're coming from. I think that roller balls are like a gift from God because they're so fun. They're so easy to make yourself. And then they're just pre-diluted, ready to go. And you can just roll them on, you know, your feet or up your spine or over your heart or whatever you're trying to do without getting your hands all greasy. So these roller balls, you can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them on Abundant Health for You. Just Google rollerballs and you'll find lots of them. And they're super fun. Have you tried to make any of those yourself?
I made some concoction once that was really bizarre. I called it my owie ohm. like ow and then wee and then ohm, you know, like ohm. Okay. It was like everything I owned for like aches and pains, but also like everything that was sort of uplifting and then everything that was sort of grounding. It was really intense.
I love it. That's great. But also, you know, there's lots of ways to use essential oils. You don't have to put them on topically, even though that is really effective for specific things, especially if you're, you know, trying to support your skin, your face, or like you said, you like to put the frankincense on your face. But, you know, diffusing, I know that sometimes you get worried that like, oh man, all I do is diffuse them. Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic way to get oils into your system. It's actually one of the most effective because you're breathing in the oils. It's going into your lungs, which is almost directly goes into your bloodstream and your blood system. So when we put it on our skin, you know, it's great for skin stuff, and it is a way for it to eventually penetrate down and get into our bloodstream and support our whole bodies that way. But when you're diffusing and you're inhaling, it's a fantastic way to get the oils into your body. It's maybe a little less cost effective because, you know, you're diffusing it up and the molecules are going everywhere. So you're not, you know, quite getting as many molecules in your body as you would if you were to do it topically. But, you know, I think if the only thing you do is diffuse, that's totally fine.
Oh.
But you can also use the oils internally as well. And we've talked about this extensively on the show. So you can add them to a drink. You can add them to those empty gel capsules, if you know what I'm talking about. Like,
well, that's what I wanted to ask you about ingesting them because clearly I do no research. So I've just been too afraid to ingest them. And so I guess I wanted to know, like, are there any oils that you shouldn't ingest, you know, or can you sort of feel around with them the way that I have with diffusing or whatever, where you just sort of, you know, give it a shot and see how it feels and see what you like.
Right, right. Yeah, that's kind of a tricky one because there's not like this one body of researchers or experts that will all agree on that answer and we'll all agree on don't ingest this oil, but these are okay. There's generally accepted, you know, consensus of ones that are totally safe and ones that we should probably avoid. But even the ones that we say we should avoid, the research just is not there for us to really know what's going on. And most of the studies or research done have not been done on therapeutic grade, high quality oils like Young Living, and most likely were done with less quality oils. So it's a controversial topic that I'd say the only ones I would avoid ingesting out of the premium starter kit would be wintergreen or Panaway. So because it's got wintergreen in it. Yeah. Don't do that one, which I think, like you said, it's like your instincts are kind of like, yeah, that one's really strong. I can smell that. And then I believe purification is one as well that you shouldn't ingest, but I can't remember exactly what's in it that you shouldn't.
What are your like three favorite ones to ingest?
Frankincense. Frankincense Vitality. Because Young Living, so they had to do some relabeling. So Frankincense Vitality is the one that we can ingest. Peppermint Vitality, as well as Lemon Vitality. And then I have to throw in Lavender Vitality as well.
What about cooking? I have wanted to maybe add oil to some food, either like before or after I've cooked it. But then I thought, is that going to do anything or is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all. It's very, very common and such an easy way to spice up your food. Actually, I'm doing an interview soon with a woman, Julie Cherto, out in Ashland, Oregon, who just opened up, as far as we know, the first restaurant to serve every single item is served using Young Living essential oils in it somehow.
Whoa. Yeah.
So she's got these really awesome drink concoctions and all of the salad dressings and things have used the oils somehow in the recipe.
Oh, I didn't even think about salad dressings. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, like they, you know, a lot of the think of sort of savory spices like rosemary, thyme.
You should do like a list of, you know, food, good ones for food.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a cooking with oils episode for sure. Cool. Yeah. We tend to think of essential oils as so separate from the plants that they come from sometimes. But if right. I was to tell you that you can add some oregano spice to your spaghetti sauce, you wouldn't think twice. But if I told you oregano right. essential oil, some people go, wait, can I do that? And I say, yes, you just have to use a whole lot less. So like, for example, oregano from Young Living is so potent that people that cook with it literally take a toothpick and stick it in the bottle and swirl the toothpick in their sauce. Otherwise, like one drop's going to be too much.
Too much.
That one in particular, you have to just use a lot less of. But lemon, I'll add to lots of things. Lime essential oil in my guacamole at the end is the bomb. And peppermint in my brownie batter and orange in my waffles. Oh man, we'll do an episode because I could go on for days. But it's great fun and it's effective. If you cook something hot, obviously that's going to degrade the therapeutic value a little bit of the oil, but it's still going to taste great.
Okay, cool. Well, can I ask another question?
Sure, go for it.
So one thing that I've noticed is that at night, I've had trouble with sleep pretty much my whole life. And yet I don't seem to be trying out oils to help with that. And I don't know why exactly, but I think part of it is like, I've thought of putting some lavender like on my temple or somewhere. I just think because it's, you know, I think that would be a good one to try. But I don't do it because I haven't been doing it, if that makes sense. So I'm kind of like, well, if I put a drop on tonight, like it's not going to make a difference because I'm not doing it all the time. So it's probably not going to be that effective. So I've started sort of getting in my head that like, if you're not doing them every day, then they're not going to be effective. So I just don't do them at all, which I know is goofy. I guess my question is like, you know, would 1 to 2 drops of like lavender on my temple or whatever be a good idea? Would it really even do anything, even though I haven't been using it?
I think I understand your question, but you're worried that not using the oils every day means that when you go to use them, they're not going to work. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, okay. Precisely. Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking.
So, yeah, that's an interesting question because it's kind of this interesting relationship that happens in my mind. I'm not sure how, you know, scientifically backed this is because it's not like we have a bunch of scientists that we're throwing money at to research this kind of stuff. But when someone's brand new to essential oils and they get their oils in, sometimes the oils take some time to become effective for a lot of different reasons, but sometimes it's just because it takes time for the body to sort of get to this balanced equilibrium level. So the oils might be, they're going into your body, they're supporting your body in some way, but sometimes they're not supporting our bodies in the way that we want them to because they're too busy supporting them in other ways that we don't even like know about. If that makes any sense.
Totally.
So then it takes a little while for you to be able to use the oils and kind of have them do exactly what you want them to do. But then, you know, sometimes people get their oils in and they start using them and it's like, boom, immediately they're feeling stuff.
Right. Like highest potential with me. It just worked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's such an individualized thing. And it's something that takes a lot of time to sort of retrain the way we look at health and wellness because, you know, in Western allopathic medicine, we're so trained to look at illness solution, illness pill, this system of the body, or like this organ is sick, or this part of me hurts. So let me treat it with something that'll mask the symptom. And essential oils are so different. Health and wellness, you know, when used to support you and keep you well and keep you above that wellness line, just works completely differently in the body. So there's no one way. Like when I use lavender, it's going to do something completely different for my body than it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because our bodies are completely different. I mean, even as identical twins, they're still completely different. I guess I'm not sure if I exactly answered your question, but I think it brings up some interesting thoughts that I bet a lot of people have when they first start out.
Yeah, totally. I also wanted to ask you about diluting because I did finally buy the carrier oil. So like, for example, with frankincense, I really like to put that on my face. So I was like, oh, I should make a spray bottle with the carrier oil plus, you know, however many drops of frankincense so that it lasts longer. But then I got it in my head that it wouldn't work as well. So I just was wondering, like, do you think diluting oils with carrier oil makes them less effective? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's kind of back to sort of the American mentality of like everything has to be super straight up or it's not going to work. And it's really interesting if you start researching a little bit behind the chemistry of essential oils, it's actually the opposite that is true. So using a carrier oil to dilute your essential oils down actually makes them more effective. Yeah, because there's a couple of reasons behind that. So one is like if you're using them on your skin. So essential oils are volatile compounds. That means they evaporate very quickly into the air. So when, let's say, you put an entire drop of frankincense on your skin, some of that's just going to start evaporating away right away before it has time to penetrate into your skin and get into your skin and your bloodstream and all the good stuff. So some of it just evaporates out. But if you mix it with a carrier oil, then they essentially get sort of trapped, or more of the molecules get sort of trapped in the oil, and it gives it more time to slowly dissolve into your skin, if that makes sense.
Whoa. Mind blown.
Yeah, mind blown. Well, here's another kind of mind-blowing aspect of that. And I'm not going to get too geeky scientific here, but if you imagine one drop of essential oil is estimated to have, ooh, what's the number? I don't want to get it wrong. I'm going to say like 100 trillion molecules in one drop of essential oil, like crazy, crazy, tiny, tiny, tiny little compounds. And if you imagine them like all coming out together in this one drop, then you can sort of imagine them all being very crowded together. Mm-hmm. But if you spread that one drop out into some carrier oil, it sort of gives them more room to breathe almost. And so, you know, some scientists say that that actually increases the effectiveness as well. Or that,
should I shake it?
Shake it. You know, some people will argue there's an energetic side to essential oils that, you know, if you were to vigorously shake, could sort of disrupt that energy. That's getting a little woo-woo for you, I know, but I just wanted
to... No, I'm feeling me.
But what do you mean shake it? Like shake the...
Yeah, shake the bottle before I, once I've diluted it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, like my carrier oil and then some frankincense before I sprayed it on my face. Mm-hmm. Should I shake it?
Yeah, I would. I would just get all of the essential oil dispersed in that carrier oil, but be mindful of not shaking too vigorously, but you can sort of, you know, rotate it up and down and up and down until the essential oils mixed in everywhere. I did want to mention, though, that a true essential oil should really never go bad, but a carrier oil definitely has a shelf life to it. So, you know, I tend to not, I don't do too big of batches of things, you know, don't make like a gallon of spray. You're going to have to send me that and we'll make it the DIY recipe of this episode, the Michelle's Owie Ohm spray. It doesn't smell great.
Doesn't smell great. Carrier oils will go bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they have a shelf life. Just be aware of that. You know, only mix in small batches. I tend to do things really simply. So I tend to just keep my carrier oil in an easy pump bottle or an easy squirt bottle. And then my essential oils are kind of separate. And when I'm ready to go use an essential oil, all I do is I cup my palm. I add like a teaspoon or so of carrier oil in my palm. And then I add a couple drops of my oil, mix it around with my fingers, and then slap it on my body.
Mm.
It's not complicated, but then you've got your greasy hands, which I guess you say you don't like. So
true. Cool. So I had two more questions. Do we have time for two or just one?
We'll do two. And if we don't have time, we'll cut it out later.
Okay. I just was wondering, when I'm traveling, I always debate what oils to bring. So I usually bring none, which is probably pretty American too. Like if I can't have it all, I won't. But so I would just, if you could only bring three oils on a traveling trip, you know, what would you pack?
Okay. Am I traveling like rugged, like third world country kind of travel? Or am I like coming home for the holidays?
No. Like you're just going home for Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. Then it gets so like seasonal because for Christmas, I got to bring my like, you know, Christmas spirit blend.
Okay. Let's say you were moving somewhere for a month and all your luggage was coming behind. Let's say you're moving.
Okay. I get you.
You're moving and your moving van's not going to be there for a month and you only get to bring three oils with you just to keep, you know, your life going. What would you bring?
Stress away.
Oh.
Especially because moving is just so stressful. Frankincense. Because it's just my all-time favorite. And then lavender, mm-hmm. because there ain't nothing you can do with frankincense and lavender.
That's so funny. Lavender, I'm afraid of it or something. I never use it. And I don't know. We'll start using it more.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's one of the most like diverse oils as far as its adaptogenic properties. Like it's got over 400 compounds that we know of and probably way more that we don't even know of that all do different amazing things in the body. So it's like, it really does everything.
That's cool. One more question. And it's actually about the carrier oils again, because I realized that they do want to start using carrier oils more. So I was just, maybe not, but are there certain carrier oils that are better than others or for different purposes? Or can you just kind of use the same one for everything?
Oh, sure. That's a good question. And we could do probably a whole episode on carrier oils. But honestly, I don't really find it that interesting because I just kind of use what I have around, you know? And so I usually have coconut oil around. I usually have sweet almond oil around because it tends to go on sale a lot in my health food store for some reason. There's a refractionated coconut oil, which is like the liquid version of coconut oil, which is really nice. So you can look into this stuff really heavily, but it is basically just good to know that certain carrier oils are going to be higher in viscosity and others are going to be lower. So what that means is, like, if you're using a high viscosity carrier oil, something like rosehip oil or safflower or apricot kernel or even refractionated coconut oil, those oils are going to absorb into your skin more quickly. So if you are applying them for, you know, to support your skin, then, you know, you want to go with a higher viscosity oil. But then other oils like olive oil, borage oil, flaxseed oil, they're like thicker, they're kind of more goopy and lower in viscosity. And so they take longer to absorb into the skin. So they might be better for supporting like your chest so that you can also like have some of that oil breathing in and it's not just going to all go poof into your skin, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, and that reminds me, I wanted to say sort of a safety tip that, as I said, that using a carrier oil with your essential oils actually increases the effectiveness a little bit. The only time you would not want to use a carrier oil is if you were to put it on your skin and maybe go over like a place where you have a burn or like a sunburn or, you know, any sort of burn, because that carrier oil will sort of trap in that heat. And you don't want that. So make sure you avoid that or just use your essential oil neat or undiluted if you're going to go over that spot.
Or never get burned.
Or just never get burned, yeah. All right, welcome back, Michelle. You ready to dive into our closing questions for our listeners?
Yes.
All right, question number one. Can you share with us what your daily health habits look like?
Yes, I can. Believe it or not, I have some.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked.
I know. Well, because so when I was at drama school for my grad program, I was getting amazing training, amazing teachers, but every single one of them was like, you have to do this for 15 minutes every day and this for 10 minutes every day and this. So by the time I graduated, it was like, okay, so I need to do 15 minutes of vocal warm up every day, 15 minutes of speech warm up, 15 minutes of yoga. I need to do 15 minutes of stage combat practice so I don't lose shape with that. So then I was just like, you know what? I can't do all of these things for 15 minutes every day. But I did stick with two that I do absolutely every day. I think it's made a huge difference in my life. So the first one I do is I meditate every morning for at least 1 minute, which I know sounds pathetic, but it's the only way I can get myself to commit to it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, totally.
Because if I tell myself I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes every morning, then there's going to be a morning where I wake up and I'm too rushed or too tired and I'm not going to do it. But if I say I have to do it for at least 1 minute, and I usually do 3 to 5, to be honest, is what I'll set my timer for. And I'll do it before I brush my teeth, before I even go pee, unless I have to go like that badly. I just, when I wake up, it's the first thing I do. I sit up, I put a pillow under my booty so that my hips are a little higher than my knees. I close my eyes, I set my timer, and I meditate. And, it's great. I think it makes a difference in breaking up my days and getting focused.
What would you say to people that don't meditate or don't know how? What's like, because I mean, you've never taken like a meditation course or training. Like what helped you get started with that?
Well, I did get some help from a yoga teacher at Yale. Like she was incredible. But I would say that if you commit to just doing it for a minute to like 3 minutes, it's not even about meditation as much as it is about giving yourself 1 to 3 minutes of silence every day. And then I think you'll start to develop your own methods for what meditation means to you. I mean, for me, it's closing my eyes and trying not to latch on to thoughts. But if I do latch on to thoughts, I don't blame myself for it. But if I notice that I'm latching on to thoughts, I just say, oh, hey, thought. I'm going to like not think about you anymore and I'll go back to breathing. So I guess going back to breathing would be my recommendation for people like me who kind of don't have training or even that much of an interest in this type of stuff is like, if you're just closing your eyes and breathing for a minute to 5 minutes every morning, you're doing yourself a favor, no matter what goes on in your brain.
Love it. Great. All right. So question number two, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Antiperspirant.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I'm sure like probably most people that listen to your show are like, duh, you know, like everybody did that like 15 years ago, but I only did it like a month ago. And the reason is because I have really bad
body odor, probably from drinking and smoking. But you know, it's really potent stuff. And so whenever I've tried switching from antiperspirant to deodorant, it's never worked. I've bought the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say brands, but I've bought stuff at, you know, local, you know, health food stores or even just drugstores now have like, you know, just deodorant and they do not work. I still smell so bad. But the Young Living, I'm sure there's other great brands out there that other than Young Living, but that's what I tried, was the Young Living deodorant. And within the first day, it had changed my life.
Changed your armpits life.
It changed my armpits life. I did not smell bad. I was sweating, but it was like healthy sweat, but it just didn't smell bad. I'm very shocked because I have tried all that stuff because everyone's like, you're going to die if you keep using antiperspirant. But I was like, I'm sorry. It's the only way for me to not stink up a room. But now I swear by just, you know, Young Living deodorant. So
awesome. Well, thanks, Michelle. Now, for those that wanted to learn more about you and your work and what you do, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
And you can always visit my website, which is www.kmichellemcgregor.com. And you can see all sorts of stuff that I'm doing and get some unhealthy living tips.
I love it. Oh, well, thanks, Mishimu. I miss you. I'll see you at Christmas. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, bye, man. Thanks, everybody, for listening and having me on. And this was really fun. Thank you.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, I'm not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.